that album, and that you can have them both by going up to the Florida Friends of Florida Folk Tent and paying money. Such a deal. You take your money up there, they give you one, you bring it back, you take it home, and you play it. Fantastic. I'd like to remind you that after the dinner break from 6:30 until 7, that we will start on the main stage. And if you'll check your program, you'll see that there is a great evening. So I'll now check my program and tell you what that evening looks like. Yes, moving backwards. They're going to end with Roy Bookbinder tonight. Before him, James Kelly, Haitian Folk Tales, the Cross Creek Cloggers, and the Wackahooters. You'll be there for that. The Big Bend Ramblers from Tallahassee, the real good bluegrass group. Venezuelan Harp, Lloyd Baldwin and Friends doing old-time tunes and weirdness. Hymn Lining by the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church. Nigerian Dancing and Drumming. And we're going to begin tonight at 7:05 with the Florida State Fiddle Contest winners. So not only should you not go home, you should go over to the main stage and call all your friends and have them be there too. So as soon as they get set up, we've got Merriweather. Please make them welcome.
Thanks, Ernie.
I'd like to thank especially David Reddy for making this possible. That is to say, I didn't even have to hardly move the dulcimer. It's really nice for once to not have to run from this stage to the main stage in less than 5 minutes. That really makes my weekend to just go ahead and get this out of the way. I mean, well, never mind.
Now, we're going to start off with one that comes from the Midwest. West Virginia, Indiana, actually, or Ohio, we're not really sure, but it has to do with the fact that a fellow felt it was his duty to go off to fight in the war between the states, and he left, and he never came back, but he made up this tune and taught it to his family before he left, and they called it Elzick's Farewell.
Thank you.
Hank, you could take the dulcimer down a fair amount in the monitors.
You could probably just bring the overall level down a little bit, Hank, and keep the balance close.
Well, this next tune are two tunes. I'm going to play on the whistle. And they're two Irish tunes. The first is called Sally Gardens, and then Jenny Dang the Weaver. And for those of you who are trying to brush up on your broad Scottish, the verb to dang means that she hit him over the head with a hard object. I don't know what the weaver did to make Jenny so angry. The story remains untold.
Dang the weaver.
A few years back, Bill and I were playing at the Hogtown Medieval Fair, and I had just gotten this great whistle from Michael Copeland, who lives up in the Philadelphia area, and I proudly tucked it into my belt of my medieval costume and proceeded to caper around the stage area when Bill and I were performing. And several times during the day, I noticed that, sure enough, it had capered its way out of my belt and onto the ground. And apparently, one of the latter times that I capered about and it capered its way out of my belt, I perhaps capered upon it as well. And so it was time to send it off to its maker because it didn't sound so hot anymore. And I started to write him a letter to tell him what had happened. And I got through the first paragraph and realized, wait, there's a poem here. And so I crumpled up the piece of paper with the prose on it, and I wrote instead, "Of my whistle's ill fate, to you I'll relate. I've been a most churlish brute. In a moment's abandon, my bright brass companion fell out of hand, underfoot. Oh, wise whistle wright, can you pity my plight of a dance that brought joy, then despair? My whistle, my joy, much more than a toy, to you I commend for repair. Pray heed not the cost to repair what is lost, such virtue of melody and tune. But hurry, I pray, for I do long to play as folk dance by the light of the moon." Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to change gears a little bit and do you a song that was made up by Archie Fisher. Sounds like an autobiographical tale. I'm not sure if it is.
I think he wishes it was.
He calls it Western Island.
Thank you.
We're going to play a medley of three tunes that are unique in one respect. Peter made them all up. And the first two are jigs. The following one is a reel. They are called, you can get them in order, right? Patrick Blowing Bubbles. And that is about one of his baby nephews, who, you know how those little babies do that sort of thing. And Estewaki Street is about the street that he lives on, which he told me he made up, while walking his dog back and forth repetitively up and down the street. And Nellie'sford, Virginia is about that, so maybe I'll let him tell you about that one.
That was very good. Usually I introduce that, and it's really nice to know that you've been paying attention all these years. Thank you. That's good. Patrick Olwell makes flutes up in Virginia. And this is one of his flutes here. And I'm very pleased with it, and I'm also very pleased to have become friends with him over the years. And while I was waiting for my flute to come, I was working for him somewhat, helping him sell flutes at craft sales and things like that. And while I was playing one of his bamboo flutes, I started playing this last tune, Nellie'sford. I sort of suspected at first that since it came out of his flute that it might have been his tune, but he claimed no ownership whatsoever, so I felt some sort of moral obligation. Since I was going home with a tune, that he ought at least have some credit in the title. So I named it after the town he's living in. At the time, anyhow. He's not there now. He's in Massey's mill. Life is complicated. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If you would indulge us for a moment, we need to get a foot mic set up and need to invite our friend Will Ellis to come out and play some bass with us for a couple of numbers.
Right.
So Peter's going to change his shoes and Will's going to come out and get set up. For those of you that don't know, Peter and Will, for that matter, are members of the Cross Creek Cloggers, and those guys and myself and part of the band will be on the amphitheater stage tonight at 9:05 doing some more clogging. If you saw the Pepper Steppers here this morning, you'll want to come back and see more of that traditional percussive dance, which, as I was talking about this morning, is the melding of the British Isles and African cultures together here. It's one of our true American dance forms that was developed as a folk dance. And you get to see, you're going to get to see a little bit of it before we're done here, once they get all that set up. And we're glad to have Will play with us. Will play with us on our recording. We really like the bass. We're going to make a couple more minor adjustments here. Everyman Sound Company is the lion of the sound business for folk music, so give these guys a hand, both of them up here. What we're going to do now is we're going to play another homegrown tune. This one is a waltz.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yes. After we did all that talking, we're actually, the set list says we're going to play a waltz first, then we're going to get wild and frantic. This is a waltz that was made up by our friend Dave Massey that lives down in Micanopy, who was also on the stage today playing with Hubbubba, or whatever it was they were calling themselves today. It's about his mother. It's called Karen Came from Denmark.
Thank you. Okay, so this is the one. The first tune is another one that I made up myself. It's called The Ringling Boré. I made it up while I was helping Patrick Orwell sell flutes again, this time at the Ringling Museum at the Sarasota Medieval Fair. And we'll go into two traditional tunes. One is a new wave old-time tune called Nail That Catfish to a Tree. And here's your trivia dose for the day. You've heard the term, I know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And I bet you've always thought to yourself, Yuck. Well, there's a little. It's a little less yuck for those of you who have more fondness for warm, fuzzy things than cold, scaly things, because it's really a term applied to fish. There you have it. There's more than one way to skin a catfish, and one of those ways is to nail that catfish to a tree, which is the name of the second tune. Then we go into a traditional old-timey tune called The Magpie. Ready? Yeah. One, two, three. Thank you.
very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to finish up so we can all go eat supper. We're going to play for you the title track to our new recording, and it's called The Wren's Dilemma, which comes from the working title of Peter's wife, Laurie's master's thesis.
And that I was a lot of apostrophe S's there.
Right, a lot of them.
That was good.
The reason that Peter didn't put this big name with all these Latin words in it was because we figured it, well, we couldn't understand it anyway, so. But as he likes to say, he has artistic license because he got a degree in fine arts.
That's what you get when you get a degree in art, is an artistic license.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. We'll be on the amphitheater stage tomorrow at 5:40, and we're doing a dulcimer workshop at 3 o'clock over here by the museum. Thanks a bunch.
Good job from Meriwether.